Excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Hi. Yes. Yes, it's me, your stewardess. I know you just got all settled into your seat for this flight, but we've run into a bit of a problem. You see, it seems that the airline has been overbooked by one passenger, and the airline says that we need to re-accommodate someone, and unfortunately it's been decided that that someone is you. I'm extremely, extremely sorry. I know this isn't what you were expecting. I know this is literally the last leg of your flight, but I, these things just happen, you know? My hands are tied here, really. No. They're not going to send some thugs in to bend you over and tear you a new one. I mean, do I look like a thug to you, sir? In this stewardess outfit, skirt, heels and all. I mean, if we had a tussle, you'd likely be the one bending me over. sir, the airline is really looking to avoid any incidents, and it is an absolute imperative that you come with me quickly and without a fuss, so I'm willing to offer you some of our very new and very special incentives. Well, sir, first we refund your tickets in full along with a $3,200 cash voucher. Yes, that's straight up cash, so you don't even need to spend it on our airline if you're disappointed at our performance this evening. Of course, we will also put you on a first class seat on the next flight tomorrow morning. But tonight, however, you will be accommodated at one of our premium partner hotel suites, where I will personally be accompanying you to take care of any needs you might have this evening. Yes, sir, me. And I mean any needs that might arise. Does that interest you? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know, it is a very tempting deal. Our computer algorithm chose you and calculated an offer so juicy that there was no way you wouldn't take a bite. Yes, sir, we take this all very seriously. Well, it's getting late, so why don't you just grab your things and we'll go off to our hotel suite for this evening. Oh my god, how much did you love all of those looks we were getting? Walking through the terminal with a hot red-headed stewardess hanging on your arm like this. We look like quite the pair. I bet they were all so jealous. But they'd be even more jealous if they knew the things I'm gonna let you do to me tonight. Oh, okay, so here is the suite, so you just open the door and... Hey, wait! Why aren't you letting me in? I'm supposed to be in there with you tonight, providing comfort through this horrible ordeal. You don't need my services. I beg your pardon, sir, but I think you do. Don't think I haven't noticed how tense and stressed out you were even before we left the plane. Oh, you're having second thoughts. But why? Am I not attractive enough for you? Oh, you have a wife. Of course. But here, just let me come in and we can talk this through. Just talk if that's what you want. Okay, thank you. Now, come sit down on the bed next to me. So how long has it been since you've seen her? A couple of months now. You're technically separated. Oh, I see. Gosh, that sounds awful. But you had to leave the house in order to do your research. I mean, this is your life's work we're talking about. And I don't know, but that sounds pretty important to me. So why couldn't she understand that? Oh, yeah, I guess the opportunity must have come up so fast you didn't really have time to talk it through. I'm sorry you had to leave in such bad terms. Have you talked since? Missed messages mostly, yeah. I guess you wouldn't have had great cell reception. Well, at least it sounds like she still cares. No, don't say that. She's not just waiting to serve you divorce papers. I'm sure you can work it through. Do you mind if I sit a little closer to you? Let me scooch over. I'm just going to place my hand on your thigh, okay? Look, it's probably been a long while since you've had a good release, hasn't it? Yeah, it has, huh? Well, you can either spend tonight all pent up and frustrated, unable to sleep with a month's worth of cum in your balls, or you could have me relieve you of all that pressure so you can relax and sleep warm and content tonight. Then, when you see your wife tomorrow, you'll have a clear head when you talk your problems through. It's that simple, really. This is for your benefit. Look, it's my job to comfort you. To comfort you with my body. It's all professional, no strings attached. It's just the service I'm here to provide. I mean, do you get this bashful when a cute cashier wants to bag your items? Or when that hot bank teller takes your deposit? How is this really any different? We don't even need to touch, really. I do have condoms. I can put one on you and just give you a nice stress-relieving hand job. Nothing fancy. I'll just take a firm grip, jack you up and down, all until you blow that fat load in the latex. Then we dispose of the condom and no one will be any the wiser. Honestly, it would not be that different if you just jerk yourself off, you know. Okay, well, maybe like 10,000 times better. Does that sound okay to you, sir? Good. Here, unzip and pull down your pants for me while I take my top off and look through my purse for those condoms. Now, where are those? Oh, there they are. Okay, sir, I've got... Oh, fuck! No, nothing's wrong, it's just... Wow, your cock is huge. Pass me one of those pillows. Thanks. Gosh, it's making my knees weak just looking at it. Can I collapse down in front of you and just worship it? Yes, right here. Kneeling in front of this magnificent slab of meat. Oh my god, it's almost as big as my head. Sorry, I'm practically salivating over it. Just lay back on the bed and let me give you my complimentary hand job. Just relax. This time just for you. Just let go and let me make you feel better. Condom. Sir, my usual clientele are fat middle-aged businessmen. Sorry, but I didn't bring any condoms for fucking horses. Don't worry about that right now. I'll clean you all up when we're done here. I just needed to get my hands on this right this second. Fuck, sir, it's getting even harder. And it's just so slick. Just your pre-cum. God, I need both hands just to jack it properly. And your balls, wow, you weren't kidding about pent up. Your balls look so swollen, like you could take an empty bucket and overflow it with just your cum. God. You know, sir, I could be that bucket for you. I could be a bucket you can empty yourself into. Your cum bucket. Your own personal cum slut bucket for you to dump that juicy load into. Oh, God, well, I'm sorry. I'm getting so worked up. Shit, I literally just drooled right onto the head of your cock. Here, don't worry, I'll just lick it right off soon. I know we were just going to stick to a hand job, but I just couldn't help myself. I just needed to taste you. Oh, do you really want me to stop right now? Yeah, that's what I thought, mister. Just lay back and let me do this. If it makes you feel better, just close your eyes and imagine it's your wife's hand pumping up and down your thick shaft, your wife's tongue slobbering all over your monster cockhead, your wife's mouth sloppily sucking out your pre-cum. I'm just sort of a surrogate for her, since she's not here, you know? I mean, that makes it okay, doesn't it? Are you gonna answer that, handsome? And don't stop on account of little old me. Oh shit, it's your wife. Oh my. Well, isn't this naughty? Talking to your wife on the phone while the stewardess is sucking your cock. You're so naughty, sir. She sounds pretty angry. Maybe try not to moan too hard. She'll start wondering why you sound so out of breath. You don't want to have to explain that another woman is rolling her husband's sweaty balls around with her tongue, licking and kissing as if I'm trying to suck your sperm out through the skin. Oh, you want me to shut up, huh? I bet you could think of a white deal. Fuck, that was a lot of tick down my throat. Don't worry. Just tell her. The noises are from the sink disposal running. Your garbage disposal is waiting for your filth, sir. Waiting for your filth to be ejaculated inside her, sir. Yes, yes, now tell her you love her too. Tell her you love her while you're face fucking another woman with your dirty cock. Tell her how much you miss her. Why you force feed your pet cum slut your huge dick. That's right, you filthy, disgusting, cheating fuck. Good talk with the wifey. No. Jeez, you're strong just up and throwing me down on the bed like that. Oh, someone's feeling feisty right now. Oh, you're going to reaccommodate your dick into my pussy, huh? Good one. Oh, hey, let me take my skirt and heels off at least, no? Oh, you're just going to pull my panties down and mount me from behind, big boy. Here, let me pull my ass up for you and then grab a pillow to bite on. I feel like I'm going to need it. Oh, fuck. My pussy is so drenched, I can feel myself dripping onto the sheets. I'm so ready for this. Oh, you like the way I look now? Face down, panties halfway down my thighs. My round ass jiggling, legs spread, exposing my soaked, wet little pussy to you. It's ready for you to take it. Take it as your own. It's even got a little landing strip to guide you right in. Oh, God, I can feel the head of your cock. Fuck. Push into my slick little hole. Shit, that's huge. Shit, fuck. Oh, I feel like you just stretched out the entrance with a baseball bat. No, don't stop. It hurts, but I can take it. That's it. Work out that frustration on me. Oh, you can be as rough as you want. That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm... Fuck. Oh, just a little pussy slave submitting to your big dick. Impel me over and over and over. Oh, release all that pain, all that anxiety into the warm folds of my fucking womanhood. Oh, my pussy welcomes you, sir. Split me apart from heels to pussy on your cock. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. How can your wife even consider leaving this dick? I want it inside me every day. Rearranging my insides. Like a jackhammer before. Oh, fuck. Unloading a gallon of semen into my fertile womb. Oh, she said it was too big. Oh, fuck your wife. Fuck her. How many times do you think she's been fucked while you've been gone, huh? Plenty of tiny cocked mailmen around to dribble some semen into her holes. Oh, fuck. Oh, was I being naughty, sir? Oh, fuck her. You don't need her. Just keep fucking me. I can be your little cum receptacle, your filthy cum slut. Bitch in heat. I can be a little breeding filly for your stallion cock. Do you like the sound of that? Breeding me over and over. Nothing wrong with sowing wild oats, huh? Yeah. You want to sow some oats in my pussy? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, do it. I know your balls are aching for it. Aching to pump a load deep inside my fertile womb. You don't even know my fucking name, but I'll carry your child. I don't give a fuck. Oh, it's worth it. Getting bred by this goddamn dick. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes. I'm coming hard. Oh, come inside me. Fuck. Yes, that's it. You shooting those thick ropes. God, I can feel it coat the walls. I can feel it invade my womb. I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Holy fuck, that was good. Oh, shit. Oh, I've never had so much cum just poured inside of me. I'm sure at least one of your little pilots can stick the landing. Oh, my. Oh, you look quite exhausted, sir. Why don't you just lay back on the bed and these soft pillows? Yeah, and I'll curl up down here near your cock, so if you wake up in the middle of the night, I'll be right here, all ready to suck and fuck you back to sleep. Sweet dreams.